This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember that saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? We doctors really, really don't like that saying because, you know, we do have bills to pay. But and we always thought, really, an apple a day. But we're finding more and more truth to that. In fact, there's a study that says an apple a day can cut heart disease by 40%. So basically, we probably have to change it. Rather than say that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, an apple a day could keep the cardiovascular surgeon, the cardiologist, the angiogram tech, the insurance company, the prior auth department, and, I don't know, Health and Human Service Secretary overseeing Obamacare away. Okay, and trust me, I will load up on apples if that's the case. So we're going to talk about that. We also have a quiz here to see if we are as tech savvy as a five-year-old. It's pretty scary. Apparently, five-year-olds can kick our butts when it comes to the computer. I'm actually really intimidated by the computer. I barely even know how they work. I still never learned how a TV works. I have no idea how my TV works. You put on a button, and I get this image. And when it's a live feed, I have no idea how things run through wires. My father explained it to me as a kid. My husband's tried to explain it to me. I just don't get it. I don't know why a half-naked Channing Tatum is in my living room. I don't understand that. Through wires makes no sense to me. But televisions have been around for 70-some years, so I guess I should, you know, one of these days figure it out. I just don't understand wires or physics. I also don't understand smartphones and Androids and this whole iCloud thing. Apparently a bunch of stars have had naked photos of themselves all over the place because they thought they deleted a photo on their phone, but it was on iCloud. And so I guess iCloud, whoever runs iCloud, I don't know, is that Apple? I don't know. They're in big, big trouble because there are naked pictures. The iCloud, I guess, got hacked. By the way, you know, if you don't want anybody to see you naked, I'm not an expert on you know, nudity and photography, but I would say maybe pass on the whole taking the naked photograph to begin with. I don't really think that you have, you know, the most security when you take a picture and it floats around. In the olden days, there would just be one copy from the photo smart. Remember, your mom would go to that little hut and there would be a you know, you go and you take the pictures and you get the pictures, and anything bad you would rip up to 1,000 pieces, so you'd hope that nobody would see that. Yeah. Now, you know, everything is all digitalized. In fact, I purposely upload my photo onto Facebook because if my phone ever crashes or my computer crashes, I'm going to be nervous that I have no pictures. Now, I understand iCloud is supposed to hold all that for you, but, you know, just don't take the naked picture to begin with. I've been asked, are there any naked photographs of me? Actually, no. Well, you know, because my husband never really asked for any. None of my boyfriends ever really asked. You know, I suppose if I was asked, maybe I'd consider it. But now, I was too prudish. I didn't want anything. You know, also, you know, remember, I'm double D. I mean, if I was going to do a nude photo, I would have to do one side on one, you know, picture shot, and then I would have to go to the other side. So I would have to probably send two pictures and tape them together. All right? And my butt, oh, no way. That would probably need those wide angle. You know how you go into some of those photographic galleries and a whole wall has this curved picture that has all the babies there. Yeah, I would need one of those for my butt. So to me, it was just going to be just too much work. And now everyone's like, oh, well, you guys Photoshop yourself. You could Photoshop yourself smaller. Photoshop could only do so much, people, okay? It's not magic. It could only do so much. So for me, no, that wouldn't work. Okay, so we'll talk about what happened with these nude celebrities. And I still don't understand. Why would you take a naked picture of yourself and not expect somebody to see it later on? I personally think that some of these people do it purposely. You know, you like your body, you think it's sexy. You know, I also don't understand that, too. Somebody does a nude scene in a movie, but they get mad that people are looking at a nude picture. I don't understand that either. Then people, why are you doing a nude that, you know, well, you know, I made a picture and it was only supposed to be for my boyfriend at the time. You're going to always break up with a boyfriend. You will always break up with a boyfriend. You're always going to break up with a girlfriend, all right? And then you get married, and, you know, hopefully the marriage lasts. But still, I've been married to my husband for 17 years. There's no way he's going to get a naked picture of me. Like I said, he really hasn't, you know, begged. He's like, honey, I'm good. Really, baby? You know, I lost a little weight. You know, I'm good. I'm good. I just ate. All right, what else do we have here? Men. Oh, you can look at a man's right hand and decide if he's fertile. I don't know about that. That's a little sketchy. The right hand. You got to look at the man's right hand. We'll talk about that. Then a study has come out saying secondhand smoke from e-cigs do contain toxic metals. Of course they're going to find something, right? You have all these researchers looking and combing through stuff that comes out of an electronic cigarette. Of course, there's going to be some sort of metallic substance coming out. And then we can actually train our brains to enjoy healthy food. There is a way to train our brains to look at that Brussels sprout or that piece of broccoli or that, not jicama, I like jicama. What's a vegetable we all really hate? Beets. Oh, Lord have mercy, beets. I don't understand you guys and the beets. The beets bleed all over the place, and it's fuchsia. It's disgusting, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014, gold opened at $1,287.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Dr. Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very interesting. I expected a lot more of you to be doing the dance and kind of shaking it and grooving it because it's a short week. And everybody is just blah today. Except, of course, my engineers who totally rock. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And a big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. But, you know, I'm driving on the road. And there's, you know, not a lot of traffic. And that's kind of odd because, you know, we have a short week. It's supposed to be pretty busy, a lot of hustle and bustle. I mean, maybe Memorial Day wasn't, or Memorial Day week, Labor Day. This was Labor Day weekend. I always mix up Labor Day and Memorial Day. They're two completely different holidays. But I did try to hit some of the sales. And we really didn't buy much. They weren't even busy. The stores where I live, around where I live, not very busy at all. I expected there to be lines, and no. Casinos were kind of busy. The casinos were busy. A lot of people were still making a last minute, but I was kind of shocked. Really, really empty. You know, and, you know, the staff kind of comes in today, kind of, you know, yeah, I'm here, You know, my kids were all gloomy. What's going on, people? It's a short week. We should be pretty, pretty happy. Short week. All right. And this should be some good news. An apple a day keeps the cardiologist away. Apparently, eating fruit every day can reduce the risk of heart and artery disease by up to 40%. Now, for those of you who listen to my show on a regular basis, you'll say, well, no, duh. You know, we've talked about this before. Good, good. Well, no, duh, all day long. We'll still cover this again because this is important. Apparently, this new research was led by scientists at Oxford University. It involved about 500,000 people from China taking part in a large health and lifestyle investigation. They found that, or the fruit consumption frequency, basically how often do they eat fruit, but, you know, to make it sound all collegiate. Fruit consumption frequency was recorded at the start of the 7-year follow-up period. The number of occasions people ate fruit ranged between never, 1 or 3 days a week, or 4 to 6 days a week. By the way, how could you guys do never? I understand fruit's kind of expensive, but not one, never, no fruit ever. 18% of participants consume fruit on a daily basis, 6.3% avoided all fruit. I got to tell you, if I eat less fruit, it's because it turns pretty quickly. You know, I can't stand the fact that I buy a banana and all of a sudden they're brown, you know, within a day or two and bruised. I hate bruised. I don't even like bananas. I really don't. I don't like bananas in my cereal. Maybe I can eat banana nut bread. That's about it. But, I like nectarines because they last a little longer than a peach. I don't like peaches because they're fuzzy. That is really creepy. When a fruit has hair on it, all right, fruits should not have hair. When there's hair on a fruit, I am so turned off. I just don't want that anywhere near my mouth. Now, kiwi is tolerable. Kiwi is tolerable if you completely shave off all the hair and the skin to it, and you just have bits of the green. Now, I understand there's supposed to be a lot of vitamins throughout. You know, they say there's a lot of vitamins right underneath the peel. We've said that for years. You know, let's eat our potato skins because they have a lot of potassium. I don't know about that, you know, because potato skins that we fry up and put butter on and cheese and bacon, I don't really want to tell you guys to go with potato skins as a health food choice. But if you could cut up the pieces of kiwi or make like a Marie Callender peach pie, the Marie Callender peach pies are pretty yummy. That's not the only time I'll even tolerate peach. But peach can't be mushy. There is nothing more disgusting and makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up than a mushy peach. Oh, no mushy peaches, please. No. I like them very crisp. And see, Marie Callender's will do that. They know how to get the peaches where there's a crisp to it. I guess maybe that's what it is. I need crispy fruit. I guess. I don't know. All right, apples can be crispy, but I get sick of apples after a while. Anyway, okay. All right, the findings show that compared with consuming none, eating fruit every day cut the risk of cardiovascular disease by 25 to 40%. Now, that's a lot. Now, what is it? Well, we talked about this about a couple years ago. It's the potassium. We figured out finally that we need potassium in our diets. And we've had a really long discussion about why potassium is so important. We've been telling everybody to eat fruits and vegetables every day, and it's the natural potassium. Now, some of you say, well, you know, I'll just take potassium pills. I don't really trust that the potassium pills are anything near what nature wants us to have. Lead researcher Dr. Huangdong Du from Oxford University said, our data clearly shows that eating fruit can reduce risk of cardiovascular disease, including ischemic heart disease and stroke. Ischemic heart disease, where part of the heart doesn't get blood, ischemia. So ischemic heart disease has its biggest star is the heart attack. You also have angina, Don't call angina. It sounds like vagina too much. Your gynecologist gets confused. Just say angina. Ischemic heart disease and stroke. And they say not only that, oh, Dr. Dew's still talking. Not only that, the more fruit you eat, the more your cardiovascular risk goes down. She pointed, that's a she, Dr. Dew is a she. She pointed out that the pattern of cardiovascular disease is different in China than Western countries. In China, stroke was the main cause of cardiovascular illness, whereas with us, it's heart attacks. Did you know that? That strokes are bigger in the Far East than heart disease, yet heart disease is always the number one killer out here. But we eat a lot of crap. Okay, now many of you will say, wait a second, I'm diabetic. Wait, I'm not allowed to eat fruit if I'm diabetic. Yeah, you're not allowed to eat the ho-hos either. Here's the thing. When it comes to fruit and diabetes, I told you guys what you need to do is eat the fruit that has a low glycemic index. So nothing super duper sweet like watermelon or grapes or something like that. It has to be kind of the bitter sour fruit. So diabetics can eat raspberries, boysenberries, blueberries, the expensive stuff. You know, you get like what, 10 in one of those little boxes that have the holes in it. You could eat those. You could eat banana probably. There's carbs in a banana. I get that. I know a lot of you guys are trying to be low carbs. But when it comes to fruit, it protects the heart. Now, to confuse us more, we have a study coming out that says do low carb to lose weight over low fat. All right, so I'm telling you to eat fruits. Now we have to lose weight by not eating carbs. This was a small clinical trial of obese adults. Researchers found that those assigned to follow a low-carbohydrate diet lost more weight over a year than those who followed a low-fat plan. Of low carbs has always beaten low-fat. All right? It has. That's what we saw with the Atkins diet. That's why people love the Atkins diet. They could load up on the fat. They ate the meat. They ate the cheese. They had bacon on there. And they were losing weight because they cut out the carbs. However, I have a patient right now, his cholesterol jumped 50 points in a month because he's doing Atkins. And what he's doing is he's nibbling his snack as a steak as opposed to a cookie. So I think we just really, really have to just eat the vegetables and fruit. And when you're dieting, eat fruits and vegetables. When you're hungry, eat fruits and vegetables. Let's say you want a carb, eat a fruit or vegetable. See, fruits, they're carbs, but I think they're healthy carbs. Okay, so lower carbohydrate diet, boring. This was in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Not anals, the Annals of Internal Medicine. Cholesterol and triglyceride levels went down with low carb, which again confuses me. See, here's the thing, guy, or low fat. It all depends on the low-fat diet that you're doing. If you are cutting back milk and cheese, etc., that's very, very helpful. If you're doing low carbs and you're cutting back on your carbs and your fat, you'll do well. But if you try to eat steak instead or load up on cheese, no, you can't do that. Okay, some cheese has carbs too, I believe. Anyway, people on the low-carbohydrate diet did not stick to it that well. Apparently, they wanted no more than 40 grams of carbohydrates a day. 40 grams of carbohydrates a day. I have that per forkful. Yeah, so it's bad. Anyway, the current study looked at 148 people who were obese, but free of diabetes and heart problems. That was, of course, until the diet. They did well. I don't know. I'm really not excited about this one. It's one of those things where it's a short week, and I really don't want to look at the numbers. Oh, they got tons of numbers in this. Look at that. The low-fat group was told to get no more than 30% of their daily calories. Another one was 40%. No, I don't want the newsletter. I don't want to subscribe. No, thank you. Hold on. Let me click this. No, thank you. Here we go. Let me go back to the story. I am so sick of these pop-ups. Then there's another number. At the end of 1 year, the low-fat group averaged 200 grams of carbohydrates a day, 130 for the low-carb group. 82% of the low-fat group stuck to the diet for a full year. Oh, they lied. 79% of the low-carbohydrate group. Only 1% of you is right now listening to my show. Let's change subjects. Let's do something more fun. Nude celebrities. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Some of you have seen the Toast in a 20. This is a campaign we're doing to raise money for a local free pediatric clinic. If we could get this up and running, And this free pediatric clinic does what I'm hoping it does. I want to do this throughout the country. So we're doing a campaign called Toast at a 20, where people can do a video toast. And, of course, you could use non-alcoholic beverages. Kids could use their sippy cups or their juicy cups. Your baby could hold up his bottle of milk or whatever. I don't care as long as he donates. It's a Toast at a 20, where $20 goes to the free clinic. And not an STD clinic. The clinic does itself treat STDs, people with HIV, pregnant women, adult medicine, etc. We're opening the pediatric wing. I hope these kids don't have STDs. Oh, I don't want to think about it. You're right. We probably need to stock some gonorrhea. Okay, maybe rather than Toast at a 20, we should do Toast at a 50. Anyway, go to my website. Check it out, please. Whatever you can do to help, I really appreciate it. Okay, so a lot of you are probably concerned that your nude photos are up on the iCloud. I wouldn't be too concerned, all right? There's a lot of naked pictures all over the place, and my guess is you're really not going to see a lot of people search for yours in particular. I did. I was like, I was worried about somebody photoshopping and faking it. You know, I was afraid that somebody would give me like a third boob, something like that. I've never, let me just say this right now, not that anybody cares or anybody would even look, but there should be no naked pictures of me ever, because I don't even take a shower nude, okay? I wear clothes wherever I go. I change my clothes. I wash my clothes. I don't like being naked. I just don't. Yeah, I have kids, but I still wear clothes, okay? Even when I gave birth, I still tried to wear something. So, no naked pictures of me. If there is a nude photo of Dr. Dahlia, it is so messed up and photoshopped and it's fake, but still let me know, because I, you know, in case, in order to advance, you know, in my radio career, I do have to have a naked photo. If one of you do Photoshop something nice, like if you give me the body of, not a Marilyn Monroe body. Who has a good body? If you guys Photoshop me into that, I mean, I may actually take it, you know, because I'll never, ever look like that. And why not? But no. Okay, so apparently this was obtained through Apple's iCloud. It circulated on the web for at least a week. According to Mail Online, photographs originated on a deviant forum called Anon IB. Anon is probably for anonymous. The individual named online as the hacker denies he is the source. Didn't somebody who was accused of it say, no, I'm too stupid to do that? I think, really? That's an interesting quote. Let me see. There was the theft, they believe, had to do with a bunch of hackers. Apparently, these pictures were sold. And now you have a whole bunch of stars upset that people can see their boobies. So let me see, and as well as probably other body parts. And it is. I mean, you know, you... It is. You think something's private. It's just, guys, how could you think anything on the internet or on the iCloud is private? Now, I don't know where the iCloud is. I doubt it's up there in heaven. My guess is there's some building that has some cloud on it, right, as a symbol. Because it's a very easy symbol to make. And that's probably where the iCloud is. I think the I isn't even capitalized, so they save money there. And it's probably some building. And some guy can go into room, I don't know, 2A, and take a look and see what's up on the iCloud. I don't understand why people think that just because something is digital, it's completely clear. So you have Kate Upton, Jennifer Lawrence. There's a whole slew of stars that are really mad. The girl that played Mary Jane in the first Spider-Man, Dunst, I think she had nude photos. Let me see who else. No, I don't think there's any nude photos of Hillary Clinton. Who would want those? No Hillary Clinton photos. Oh, this is interesting. I don't even recognize a lot of these stars. They're supposed to be like real big stars now. That's how you tell when you get old. You know, if you ask me who's a big star, I would probably say, well, Robin Williams is a big star. Before he died, I'd probably still consider him a big star. I would probably say Tom Hanks is a big star. Bruce Willis is a big star. Now, there's all these people, and not even grammatically, like 50 Cent. Why isn't it 50 cents? I guess 50 Cent, he's supposed to be big, but no nude photos of him. I don't know if there's any male nude photos. Yeah, I mean, you want to make me interested in the story. Tell me about Channing Tatum. Oh, boy, a lot of these people are blonde. I don't know if that helps. Selena Gomez, the one that looks 14, she, Ariana Grande, Hillary Duff, Kim Kardashian. Well, yeah. All right, let me see here. So anyway, a lot of people are mad. They've been sold. I don't know if I really recognize Kaylee Cuoco. Maybe I should just put my name on here anyway. People think I'm bigger than I am. Ool Doos, Tamika Jacobs. Oh, Victoria Justice. My kids know her from Victorious. Okay, other than that, I have no idea. Oh, Dave Franco. Isn't Dave Franco the good-looking brother of James Franco? Yeah. All right. Anyway, guys, nothing is safe. Now, there's supposed to be a report on how to actually keep your information safe on the iCloud. Apparently, there's a way to delete your photos from iCloud. There's a simple step process. Hold on. There's actually a video. Let me see, though, if I could just walk you guys through it. So I guess you take a photo on the iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. It goes into your camera roll. So your camera roll has all these images, okay? It also has text messages, emails, anything that you have saved in terms of pictures that you want to save. Then there's a My Photo Stream album, and that is in the cloud, and it syncs well with all your other connected devices. If your My Photo Stream is enabled, then a photo is taken, saved on the camera roll, saved in the My Photo Stream album, and then it's saved to iCloud, and that's where Bob could always take a peek if he wanted to. So the image has to be synced, and if you have that on your phone, if the My Photo Stream album doesn't appear, the tool hasn't been activated, or there isn't an iCloud account. Photos can be stored on iCloud if the user chooses to back up their camera roll to the cloud service. You know when you try to charge your phone on your computer and then all of a sudden it starts downloading your pictures? You're like, what are you doing? They say to remove these images, a person must overwrite them with a new backup. This involves moving the images from the iPhone or iPad to another device like a laptop and then deleting them from the camera roll. Next time the phone is backed up, the existing camera roll backup will then be replaced with a new one. Okay? So, you guys got that? Let's remove everything from the iCloud now. Those of you that have nude pictures, okay? No, don't be taking a picture. I'm not teaching you how to take a picture. I'm teaching you how to remove the picture. All right? Go to Photos, Albums, and then select My Photo Stream. Speaking of stream, get your prostates checked. Sorry. We need to talk about the prostates. It's been a while. Then click Select in the top right-hand corner and choose all the photos that need to be deleted. Now, that's a real bad angle. I got a real bad angle there. All right, let me see here. Then there's a bin icon at the bottom right corner. Really? There's a bin icon. Now, what you do is you use that to permanently remove them. That will wipe them from the iCloud. Open the photos again, choose camera roll, select the required photos and videos, delete them, or you could share them, whatever, transfer them, and then delete. Okay, now they say how to protect your iCloud from hackers. According to Daily Mail, they said it is possible for users to enhance your security by turning off iCloud. So basically, I guess you just turn it off. They can also turn on a two-step verification for iCloud, which prevents people from accessing accounts even if they have a password. There's a two-step verification. You have to go to your My Apple ID, select that, sign in. Then there's instructions, etc. And then there's supposed to be a four-digit verification code that could go to your SMS. I don't understand why text is SMS, but it is. So, all right, there's your iCloud. No more nude pictures. Don't be stupid. Let's take a quiz and see how much these five-year-olds blow us away when it comes to computer. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So my kids go back to school, and they had to spend a lot of money up front because now they're being given computers, whether it's an iPad or a computer, etc. And you open up the computer, and the textbooks are on the computer. It's like digital textbooks. I know. I was like, whoa. Now, being a doctor, I love the fact that students now aren't carrying tons of these big, huge textbooks. I remember our backs. I mean, we really blew our backs out carrying all those textbooks. And I was in honors classes. So I had honors geometry, honors chemistry, honors physics, honors biology, honors English, Shakespearean analysis, and I don't know, all the other stuff. World history, world geography. Nutrition was always a tiny book. I never said that. All right, so I used to carry all those books, not to mention my little pencil case, and then of course all the maxi pads and tampons I needed, you know, since the fourth grade. So I would break my back. So it's kind of nice that these kids have a computer, even though my kids' backpacks are still pretty heavy. But apparently there's a survey out there that finds that a quarter of parents are very concerned about all the computer integration right now with their kids, in that they may not be able to help them with, you know, their homework. And even more so, some of the programs in Europe are actually teaching kids code now, meaning how to computer program and how to make code. Is that the word for write code? So these students are going to learn how to write code. And I remember back in the late 70s, early 80s, we had these PET computers. They were called PET. They were big. And a big black keyboard, and we would do a loop, and we were taught how to do a loop, and they tried to teach us code, and we did a loop, and I was like, yay, I did my loop, yay. And I thought it was so cool that I could tell a computer to write cat 500,000 times. And then it really wasn't cool anymore, because you're like, okay, how is this helping me in real life? And I never really understood how computers work. I told you, I don't understand how TVs work, so I don't understand how computers work. I just don't. I understand how the human body works. That's easy. I get the whole brain. I get all that. I just don't get computers. Anyway, so these kids, you know, when you take a look now at how, you know, now books, you know, books are being written now for e-readers. You know, those Kindles. That's how people read books now. They don't walk around with a book. Yeah, there's still bookstores and there's still a market, but everything is computerized. Kids' textbooks, kids, all they have to do is click and load. I'm a little nervous because every time the internet goes down in my house, nobody can do their homework, so I'm a little nervous about that. I'm like, just open up a book. I can't tell my kids to just open up a book. Anyway, here is a quiz that 5-year-olds can do and are supposed to be able to understand that we're going to take, okay? Number one, what is an algorithm? Is it a section of a computer program? Is it a set of steps or instructions to solve a specific problem or achieve a specific goal? Or C, a rule that is used in computer science? I'm going to say a set of instructions, okay? I was right on that one. Next, what is data? 5-year-olds can take this, by the way. Data is the output of information that has been collected. Data is a collection of facts, such as values and measurements. Data is the same as information. Okay, I'm going to say B, it's a collection of facts. Oh, I got that one right. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. What is a computer program? A piece of software like Microsoft Word or Chrome, a program that you can watch on your computer screen, a list of instructions that tell a computer what to do. I'll say C. I'm good at this. Oh, I passed level one. Okay, here we go. Information. Information, is it data, but with useful analysis or evaluation? Information is the same as data. Information is anything that is searchable on the web. Okay, information, I would say, is anything. I would say A, it's data, but it's with useful analysis or evaluation. Oh, I got it right. I got it right. Bingo. What is the best definition of the internet? For those of you that this is Dr. Dahlia Show, we're trying to feel stupid on how kids could answer these questions easier than us. What's the definition of the internet? a system of interlinked hypertext documents that are accessed online, not sure, a set of interconnected networks which allow computers in different locations to exchange information. The internet and the World Wide Web are the same thing. I'd say all of the above, but I'm going to say B. It's a set of interconnected networks, and I got it right. I am so smart. Okay, here we go, guys. What is the smallest measurement of data? Is it a byte, a nibble, or a bit? Is a bit or a byte? I'll say byte. Wrong, it's a bit. What? A bit? How many bits are in a byte? I passed. What is Boolean logic? Are you kidding me? It's a set of instructions for determining programming. It's a data type used in computer logic. It's a type of mathematical expression with two possible values, true and false. I would say Boolean logic was what you use during Halloween when you go through a haunted house and you decide where to turn. You use Boolean logic. See, that's a good one. All right, I would say a set of instructions for determining programming, and I was wrong. It's a mathematical expression. Math my foot. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to move on because these are too hard. All right. Oh, what is used to make web pages? A jQuery, Python, or an HTML? You know that, and I failed. Okay, good. All right, so we stink. We're stupid when it comes to computer. But what I recommend you guys do is relearn some of the stuff you have to work with your kids. I started doing that with my kids in math. I was a math whiz, but I forgot a lot of it, like how to graph slope intercept of a polynomial multifactorial equation. I'm like, are you kidding me? How do you graph that? I hated graphs. I never liked that. But anyway, I felt bad telling my kid, you know, just go on the computer and look it up. You know, my kid wants to come to mama. Kid wants to come to daddy. You guys need to sit there and be able to help him. So learn how to, you know. All right. Secondhand smoke from e-cigs contain toxic metals. According to new research from USC, even though there's an overall decrease tenfold of carcinogenic substances because we're getting away from the tobacco, there are still chemical substances that we are being exposed to. All right. Harmful metals. They say lead study author Arian Safari, a PhD student at USC Viterbi, and colleagues sought to quantify the level of exposure to harmful organics and metals emitted from e-cig smoke. They say the metal particles come from the cartridge of the e-cig devices. You guys understand there's a whole cartridge that heats up, then there's a vapor. Vapor gets heated up, and then you smoke that. All right? The researchers concluded all experiments indoors in offices and rooms, and particles from the indoor air were collected as the study had people smoke e-cigs and regular cigarettes. They discovered that e-cigs were less harmful, but still had some stuff in it. All right, so this is what I recommend you guys do. Don't be e-cigging for 3 years, okay? If you guys are going to quit, e-cig for a couple months. You should be able to get over your smoking addiction in about 3 months. We've seen a lot of studies. 3 months! We've seen a lot of studies where people take either Chantix or they go through, I don't know, AA. I mean, if there's 6 week and 12 step programs, 3 months is a nice round number. Okay? I would say e-cig for 3 months and then stop. Okay, I know the e-cig companies aren't going to like that, but you're trying to get off cigarettes, and I commend you for that. And I think you are going to be, I think you're going to lick it. I think e-cigs are some of the best tools out there to help people come off smoking. I am so impressed. The problem is that some of you guys are just smoking them all the time, and that, unfortunately, I think it can hurt the environment. I do. And I like the environment. I'm at the age where I have to worry about my environment. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Now. Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.